At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, and over 10,000 locations. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, the Dodger game against the Giants has been over for about 20 minutes. Shohei Ohtani has spoke to the media. And we now have a result as to what the value of Ohtani's first home run ball was, because the woman who caught it has already traded it back to Shohei Ohtani. This is a court, and I got to give Justin Frostberg a lot of credit, because Frostberg said, are you kidding? They're just going to get a hat and a bat and something, and that's it. I said, come on, Frostberg, this is a valuable ball. This could be $1 million.
And they're parking
ball validated,
you know, right? Since you made that such a big part of your negotiations in fantasy land.
And I said, come on, Fred, this is a valuable ball. Even Darren Revell, who, you know, look, is the final word on memorabilia, quote tweeted me when I said, hey, is this could be $1 million ball. He says it's about $100,000 ball. Like, okay, $100,000 ball. So I put out there what I wanted, what I would say if I caught this ball, and I said I wanted preferred parking for lifetime Dodger Stadium, where I can park really close, walk right in, go to the games, preferred parking for free, a free fitted hat at every game I came to for life, because you know me, I'm a big hat guy, and free helmet nachos and Diet Cokes at every game I go to. Just Diet Cokes for me, not for anybody else. Helmet nachos for me, and however many Diet Cokes I want to drink over the course of a game, I'll drink usually about three of them. So that would be what I would ask for the Shohei Ohtani ball. Now, according to Sam Blum, who is an Angels and baseball writer for The Athletic, he put this on Twitter just a few minutes ago, that Ohtani said he exchanged the home run ball for a ball, two caps, and a bat. He also met the fan. He got a ball, two caps. See, Harmon, screw you, jerk. I'm getting a free cap at every game I go to the rest of my life.
So you're
She's
only
two caps, and that's it, man.
Slightly a better negotiator than she is.
I'm way better.
What did she say? I need one from me and one from my husband?
If I go to 10 games a year, that's 10 free hats,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, going to 10
kidding?
Games.
Come
Jason,
on,
you would have folded at helmet nacho.
No, dude.
Sold. I mean, because that's technically an extra hat.
Yeah, she got a ball, two caps, and a bat, and met Shohei Ohtani? Come on, wow, you really undersold that. I'm sorry, my deal is way better. And I get preferred parking, and I get helmet nachos and Diet Coke? Oh, are you kidding, man? That was, that shit. You got to, you know, you got to have cooler heads prevail. Should have called a lawyer. Should have called a lawyer right after. Should have called somebody. You can't call Larry H. Parker anymore. Rest in peace. But you could have called. Should have called Jacob M. Ronnie. Should have called somebody. Said, hey, I got the Ohtani home run ball. What do I do? Don't do anything till I get there. Would have been able to sell.
Well, Honey, that's Chandler, what the guy that keeps you out of handcuffs says, right? Yep. On his ad.
That's right. Could have called anybody. Could have called somebody else. You undersold that ball. The first home run ball by Ohtani as a Dodger. It's a thing, now, man. Someone would have paid some money on it.
Now, look, as a fan, and that was our first observation, right, that in that section, it was nothing but Dodger blue. And they were head-to-toe ensconced in Dodger colors. And there's no fighting for the ball. Nobody, you know, looking to take it out of her hand. The celebratory hug and lift like you won a national title from her husband or whoever she's at the game with there. Boyfriend? I don't know. Friend? Guy just standing next to her. Whatever the case may be. That it's like, all right, she's a fan, and so this is going to go quickly of, hey, would you like to meet Shohei? We'd really like that ball for him, etc. And you get played into the emotions, your fandom, your loyalty, and everything else. And that's why you walked off.
Yeah.
Which is why you need someone cold, heartless, and
it's almost like going buy a car. When you go to buy a car and you say, hey, everything's great. It's like, okay, what do you think? Well, how about I come back tomorrow? No. What do I have to do to make sure you don't leave here without new car? What do I have to? And suddenly everything gets really weird and really strange. And now it does something. Hey, you were my friend, and now it feels like you're keeping me from leaving. I don't know about this. I need somebody else. Needed somebody else. Say, hey, how about a little bit more than just a couple of hats? Jason Smith was on the radio. He was going to get 5 to 10 hats a year. And now you just settled for 2 hats. Man, oh, come on. Helmet nachos, Diet Coke, preferred parking, all of that.
Now,
I got people on Twitter telling me right now, what if you offered to change your Twitter tag to how about parking and nachos?
That's pretty good.
Let me see if that domain name is available.
Now, here's the question. When they got the ball signed,
yeah,
was it his Americanized signature or was it the kanji? The characters.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
Because the latter holds more value.
I don't know.
Autograph bats. I see one, like if it is autographed or if it's just a bat, I see one that someone's trying to sell for like $8,000. So at least, you know, if you had an autograph bat and you had the autograph ball, etc., I mean, you start getting towards maybe $8,000 to $10,000 in value.
Mm.
Maybe. And again, that's an autograph bat. Going special characters, special edition kind of thing. So I'm really trying to find the higher end to make myself feel better about this transaction, even though I have nothing to do with it.
What if you said, okay, what do you want? I want one thing. Name it. I want to meet and talk to Ipe.
Well, no, see, now there you go. Now there's
that's
some.
That's what I want.
I want the same 90 minutes that ESPN guy got, and I want nobody else in the room. I want to ask my questions.
No. It's just me and Ipe and Jeff Passan. That's it, and I get to ask all the questions. That's who I want.
That's all I want. No, like, look, whatever, meeting Ohtani is going to have, you know, whatever the old ad campaign was, priceless. Right? That kind of thing. So only she and whoever else was in the room can decide how much value that was to her. And look, if this is what made her happy and made her feel whole, good for her. For me, I look at it as oftentimes tonight, right? People were buying lottery tickets looking for their $1.1 billion. You take that shot. In this case, you had at least a mini version of that lottery ticket land in your hands. Seemed like an opportunity to take that as far as you could. Mm. And you got a couple of hats. Are they fitted?
I mean, really?
Are they bucket hats?
Are they bucket hats? Because the resale value on the bucket hats is worth like nothing.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what do you get? Do you get a special edition one? I mean, do you get, you know, player issued kind of hats? I mean, what are we talking here?
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, how much of this was, you know, a standard thing for a ball like this is, you know, we'll give you another ball and Shohei will autograph it for you. Get you a couple of hats and a bat. You want to meet Shohei for a minute? Hey, that's great. Okay, awesome. Like, at some point, you got to say, you know, if you're in Major League Baseball, you got to do a little bit. If you're the Dodgers, you got to do a little bit better than that. Like, at least from a PR standpoint, to make it look like, hey, they gave somebody a lot, not just, here's a ball, a couple of hats and a bat. Like, that's what I mean. Preferred parking, helmet nachos, Diet Coke, a fitted hat every game you come to. I mean, something like that is, you want to look like, hey, I'm giving you a lot for it. If you don't want to get into the lifetime part of it, I get it, but, you know, maybe more than that. How about future tickets to a game or tickets here or something here?
Says the guy who would have folded it, helmet nacho.
No, dude, wait a minute. I would have gone, I have to go helmet nachos and Diet Coke. I'm not going to not get the Diet Coke. No.
My bad.
You're not going to make me go and get helmet nachos. I mean, have me go in my pocket and say, yeah, give me a $10 Diet Coke. No. You give me the helmet nachos and the Diet Coke.
So you would have folded for $47.
Yeah, but that's lifetime, though. That's lifetime. Lifetime helmet nachos and Diet Coke and a fitted hat and preferred parking. Again, I would ask for all of that, and I would want all of that.
You would have gotten none of that.
I would have said, listen, I'm 53 years old. I want this for the rest of my life. I want to be able to bequeath it to my daughter. Maybe she uses it. Maybe she doesn't. But this is what I want. You're not paying Ohtani any money for 10 years. What do you care? Doesn't matter. Come on. I'm coming again. I'm still paying for tickets to come to games. I'm still paying for the rest of whatever concessions I get. I'm still paying for whatever T-shirts or stuff I want. I'm still paying for everything. This is just what I want right here. And I think I would have got the Dodgers to cave.
Yeah, man, I look at this, and yours was still cheap. Again, you weren't asking for tickets. That still troubles me.
But here's the
here,
thing.
You're going to give me all this stuff, but I still got to get in the park. And you realize what Dodger tickets are this year, right? Get in with service fees. You ain't getting in for under nearly $100 a ticket. So if you're taking Pam or Zoe or both with you, I mean, it's a losing proposition. Because you only got one thing of helmet nachos. You only got Cokes for you.
No, but I'm getting it for the rest of my life, though. For every Dodger game I go to, I'm getting helmet nachos.
And I get that, but you're still paying for a ticket every time you pass through the threshold.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Which means they don't lose.
No, but
they win because the nacho helmet costs them nothing.
No, come on, man. I get the helmet.
That's
$1. I get to keep the helmet as well.
That helmet in bulk costs you 18 cents.
I would have, remember in Major League when Willie Mays Hayes kept nailing up the gloves every time he stole a base. Like, that's what I would do with the helmet I would get from the helmet nachos. I'd have a room where I'm just putting up the helmet
stacking
from the helmet nachos. All, what is that? That's all helmets that I ate helmet nachos out of. There's got to be like 100 helmets
John
here. Yep, right here. Yep, there's probably 104 to be exact. There you go. That's what I've had. Oh, man.
Frostburg adding a Farmer John signature to them.
See, that's me, man. I'm Jason Smith, master negotiator. Now think about this. Now what if Ravel is right when he tweeted to me it's a $100,000 ball and this woman leaves with, you know, a ball, a couple of hats and a bat? What? Yeah, come on. You gotta, you know.
No, but that's it. Even say he's right again, and he may be on the valuation. Right, he's part of the larger marketplace. I was just telling Justin he's launching a new thing on journalism covering the sports card memorabilia market, and he's been in it forever, tickets and all that other stuff. I look, he's been in the sports business world forever. The problem I had with his statement was just it didn't have a significance. It's like, no, it's his first Dodger home run. There's still a significance to that. Now, did it have the same as during the home run chase when it was funny money for McFarlane and, you know, he just wanted to outbid everybody to have them all? No, but it's still the same principle that you got a lot of Dodger fans and a lot of Japanese Dodger fans or Ohtani in homage to a guy who has come over and conquered American baseball. Like, there's a significant value beyond, hey, he hit this off of one of the Rodgers that pitched in a sweep of an early season series against the Giants.
There's also one big problem with all of this.
What's that? What's
you
that?
Said he's an Angel beat writer, this guy that has the story?
And The Athletic. Said that Ohtani just
said... You said Angels beat writer, correct?
Yes, and Athletic, yes.
What does the Athletic have to do with anything?
That's what he does. It's it. I got to give one of his credits.
He covers the Angels.
He covers the Angels, and he works for the Athletic.
He's
so
the only one that has the story.
No, he says that Ohtani just said this.
But nobody else has said that.
Okay. How about you watch the postgame there, Mr. Helper? Why don't you watch postgame and see what's being said about that? I know you're listening to the home run on a loop, and I know it's been 8 minutes since we heard the home run. We're going to hear it again. But you could look and find that out. You could actually call the Dodge today. Jason Smith wants to negotiate for this woman. And he wants preferred parking and hats and helmet nachos, and she can sign some stuff over to me.
Or we could just go with the Angel beat writer.
Or we could do that as well. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. So, again, this is where we're at. Frank wants to make sure we know that, Jason, I want you to know the bat the fan received wasn't an Ohtani bat. It's actually a Cody Bellinger bat they were trying to get rid of from storage.
Got other folks suggesting there should have been a series of 9 wire payments.
You swing that bat of Bellinger's, and 3 minutes later, a big breeze comes out.
No, I really think if I had caught that ball, I'd have called Brian Cranston and said, dude, $1 million, this ball is yours. I'll bring it to your house right now.
Yeah, I think he would have told you to beat
it. And I would have said, I'm the danger. I'm the danger. You're buying this ball whether you like it or not, Mr. Dodger fan.
Crazy, man.
Woo. Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Hey, just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. You Jims and Sals are my best pals. So, more on this, depending on what the value of this ball goes up or down in the next few minutes coming up next, but we get into the big NFL trade of the day. Stephon Diggs is now a member of the Houston Texans. Did the Bills win? Is it a great deal for the Texans? We might surprise you with what we got to say about it. It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. live from the TireRack.com studios. And welcome back, Alex Tyshirt, after his 2 weeks away, vacation, hanging out on the herd. Welcome back, my friend.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we there hasn't been a lot of Tears for Fears or talk about anime the last couple of weeks.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, no. Frostbird, you could back me up on this. Tears for Fears was pretty well represented while you were gone.
No, we heard one song every couple of nights, which I was absolutely fine with. It's not in heavy rotation like Tyshirt's got it here. And it's only being played because Mary, who was filling in, is like, what should I play her? And Frostberg said, hey, play Tears for Fears. You know, I'm sure that's what happened. I'm sure that's what
happened.
Well,
it was played a lot, but don't tell Jason.
Oh, man. No, once in a while it was okay, but no. Now we're back in heavy rotation. This is what we got.
It's family. It's what we do. It's not, you poke the bear. Cousin.
It does. You know what? Let's just celebrate we had the police. Let's just celebrate.
And Tyshirt has returned.
Yes.
The prodigal son.
Tyshirt is... Yes, that's how they call Alex Tyshirt, prodigal son. Why is it anybody who comes back that's a male? Oh, it's the prodigal son. Like, well, why can't it just be, hey, someone's back after a couple of weeks? I don't understand. Why does it have to be that? Why is it going to be prodigal
son? Well, he went away in exile, shame. And then he came back to us.
In exile and shame.
Tyshirt, I just wanted to use the word shame.
You go back and get more subscribers to your anime podcast. You don't come back.
Hey, we wish him well.
Shame.
Squad.
Look, the biggest story of the day, we saw a huge trade in the NFL. The Bills trading four-time Pro Bowler Stephon Diggs to the Texans for draft pick compensation. Now, here's the way the trade went down. The Bills get a second-round pick this year or a 2025 second-round pick from the Vikings in exchange for Diggs, a 2024 sixth-round pick, and a 2025 fifth-round pick. So that's kind of where they're at. The Bills get a second-round pick next year, and they trade away a sixth-round pick this year and a fifth-round pick next year. So they move on from Stephon Diggs, and the cost for them, hey, they get a pretty good draft pick in a year. For the Texans, a team that's going for it now, we didn't give up a ton. First things first, let me say this. This is the Bills are in real big trouble, man. I mean, I've gone from, hey, how can I be excited about the Jets season with Rodgers and is he going to get hurt again? Now I'm sitting here going, wait a minute, the Bills have no wide receivers because they don't. They have Khalil Shakir. They signed Curtis Samuel. Great, he's a gadget guy. They have no wide receivers. The Dolphins decided after a big year this year, we're going to go light and let guys leave, even though we're at the top of the division. The Patriots are starting over. I'm thinking, hey, we can win the AFC East now. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, you're
this.
Out of your mind.
The Bills are in trouble, man. Look, they're trying to reload on the fly, and I get it. I get that Stephon Diggs was an issue, and we knew it was borrowed time the beginning of last year when he held out the first day of training camp. Remember that? It was suddenly, where is he? And Sean McDermott's got to have a press conference saying, everything is fine, everything is okay, and whether it was more money he wanted or something else, you knew this was the beginning of the end. And we told you, hey, it's going to be a year, and then Stephon Diggs is going to be gone. And I thought it wasn't going to happen because here we are in the beginning of April, just a couple of weeks away from the draft, and Stephon Diggs is still a Buffalo Bill. This tells me that something must have happened in the last couple of days that made Stephon Diggs returning to the team untenable. Yes, it was rough, and I'm sure that Josh Allen signed off on it. But the fact is, if they were going to part ways with Stephon Diggs, you want to make that trade in the beginning of free agency so you can go out and get a wide receiver because you have nobody right now. You got nobody. Nobody. You let Gabe Davis leave. You didn't know what was going to happen, and you want to make this move sometime in the beginning of March, right? You want to trade him then so you can get draft picks either for maybe you get a better offer, whatever it's going to be. But you make that decision then. So this tells me the timing was something the Bills really screwed up. And if you're going to tell me the Bills aren't in trouble because they have Josh Allen, whoa. We've just seen the best of Josh Allen for the past 5 years. The best of Josh Allen. He has fallen short with one of the top three wide receivers in the NFL over the last 4 years. He has fallen short with Stephon Diggs. Now you're going to tell me, oh, it's okay because he's a quarterback. You don't need wide receivers. That's a load of crap, man. It's a load of crap. We've watched Patrick Mahomes do it with not a lot of weapons, with weapons everywhere else. We have not seen Josh Allen do it once. And the fact that he's fallen short with Stephon Diggs, suddenly now he's going to be better because Diggs is not on the team? Doesn't work that way. It only works that way in fantasy land when people want to say, well, Josh Allen's a great quarterback, and now he's going to show how great he is. No, we've seen the best of him, and he's fallen short when he's had one of the best wide receivers in the game to throw to. Suddenly now, he's just going to get better because Stephon Diggs left? He's going to blossom like Diggs was holding him back from being the quarterback he was being? No, that's a load of crap, man. The Bills are in trouble, and the timing of this trade, I don't mind they traded him a year ahead of time because after this year, we'll get to the Texans side of it in a couple of minutes, but I don't mind trading a guy a year early. But boy, you wanted to be able to say, hey, we're going to do it at the beginning of free agency so we can get a couple of wide receivers. I mean, maybe Tyler Boyd's on the radar. I told you last night, hey, Chiefs are going to have him in 2 days because this Rashee Rice thing is a big deal, and I can't believe he's still on the market. They're going to sign him in the next 48 hours. Bills may beat them to it. They may realize now, crap, we need somebody. We need somebody who's dependable in 29 and catches 65, 70 passes a year. We're going to go get Tyler Boyd because we need that guy. I mean, I can't get how just because of losing Stephon Diggs, suddenly the Bills are going to be better. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, behind the scenes, you know, we had lots of little leaks and wonderings of what was going on in discord between the OC and filtering that down. Obviously, McDermott had his stuff. We don't need to relive all of those discussions here, but in a lot of distraction. You got some guys hurt towards the end of the year on the defensive side, and all of it plays to, not excuse making, just calling it what it is, but whatever Stephon Diggs was, they decided it was worth taking on $31 million of dead money for this year. That's how much of an issue it was in their locker room and saying this is untenable. So, yeah, you can't say they're hugely ahead of where they should be. No, I mean, obviously it's a 107 catch guy, four straight years over 100 receptions, but clearly not the same guy in the Joe Brady offense and the second half of the year. So if you go back to basics and you have the tight ends and you have obviously Cook in the backfield that you saw become a workhorse, and Josh Allen, who can still do things as a thrower and with his legs, that you can go find another wide receiver in the draft. You can go find one of the, I don't know, there's probably like 10 different guys we can name that have been rumored in trades, right, this offseason, disgruntled wide receivers. Someone else's problem. You know what? It's a new situation for him. For at least for a minute, he'll be happy.
Hi, Brandon Bean, Bill's GM. Do you have a disgruntled wide receiver? No, but he's probably, okay, great, thanks. I'll call you later.
Disgruntled receiver hotline.
Please hold. Baby, come back.
Exactly.
Look, for the Bills are in trouble, right? And you're talking about a receiver-rich draft. Yes, that's great. But replacing Stephon Diggs, man. I mean, replacing Stephon Diggs is going to be tough.
Yeah, but I'll still say in division, how much have you really lost?
Just think of the Jets.
Zach Wilson's going to be quarterbacking by week four.
No, come on. We're going to cut him in a couple of days. The Jets are...
When's Mike Williams coming back?
The Jets are probably mid-November. That we're getting Aaron Rodgers back, and they lost Stephon Diggs. That's advantage Jets, man. I'm telling
you. And the Dolphins are the Dolphins.
Yes, they decided, hey, we had a great year this year. What do? Let's let all the big guys leave. Wait, what? Yes, let's let them all leave no matter how much they want to stay. We're going to let them go.
And the Patriots made a million changes, and you just have a giant question mark next to them.
Oh,
much man, like people were drawing on Kim Mulkey's suit the other day in Photoshop. So add that all up, and it's still the Bills.
Jets, yo. Jets. No. Jets, Jets, Jets. Now, the Texan side of this. I like the trade, but I don't love it.
Oh, there you go.
Diggs is very similar. Again, I don't mind the getting rid of Stephon Diggs, but the timing of the Bills, because, again, you don't have any wide receivers. What are you going to do? You need to be able to get other guys in the beginning of free agency. They got rid of him most likely a year early, right? Rather than wait till he falls off the cliff and now we trade him and now you don't get anything for him because he's a name and another team is desperate. Hey, we're going to go get him. But this is a guy now who last year had a five-year low. Right, when you're talking about yards and average, he just wasn't as dynamic as he had been in recent years. Yes, his numbers in the end look good, 107 receptions for 1,100 yards, but 11.1 yards is his average. I mean, that's pretty low. It's not near the heyday he had when he was 17 or 14. We watched him play over the course of the year last year, and he just wasn't the same difference maker, whether it was difficulty with the offense, and maybe I'm disenfranchised, but he wasn't as big a playmaker as he was. And what happens when guys get to 30 and they get disenfranchised? Okay, teams look to move on from them because you don't just suddenly get great. And Diggs is a 30-year-old wide receiver, and what happens when 30-year-old guys change teams? We thought DeAndre Hopkins was going to be great going to a new team. Guess what? He wasn't. Julio Jones is going to be great going to a new team. Guess what? He wasn't. And now you're talking about Diggs going to a team that is pretty good already offensively. You're talking about Nico Collins and Tank Dell, who were both on rookie contracts, and Tank Dell was phenomenal last year until he got hurt. Nico Collins went from, hey, he's having a pretty good start, to, hey, wait a minute, this guy's pretty good. So now you have Diggs coming in, and he's going to be fighting for targets with these other players. How happy is he going to be? He wants the football. All receivers want the football. When they don't get it, they get upset. And is he really going to go and suddenly discover the fountain of youth and get better at 31 on the Texans? Probably not. It's going to be a very DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones type experience when they go to their new teams. It's what happens with over 30 wide receivers for the most part. Now this is why I like it though, because he's still a guy that you have to account for. He can't be someone that you say, well, when we line up against the Texans, we can just throw our fourth DB or fourth cornerback on him and we're going to be fine. No, he's going to burn that guy. You still need to account for him defensively, which is why I like when Odell Beckham was jumping around a little bit a few years ago, because, hey, even though he wasn't the same player he was still someone the defense needed to account for. He wasn't just, hey, he's overrated, he's done, we're going to push him off to the side, not even worry about covering him. So it's a little bit different, because Diggs is someone you have to account for. This means the defensive schemes are going to be a little thin, because you're talking about a Texans team now. Stroud, they signed Joe Mixon, right? We talked about Collins and Dell. Dalton Schultz is one of the best tight ends in the NFL. This is a team that is loaded on offense, and bringing in Stephon Diggs in theory is going to open things up more, which is why I like it. I don't love it because he's not going to be Stephon Diggs, but I like it because it's still a good addition for the Texans.
Yeah, I like the cut of the offense. You mentioned Schultz and Mixon as kind of the, I guess, secondary guys of all of this when we expect the explosiveness of Dell to return. And the beauty of it is for Diggs, and assuming he knows what the role is here. You don't have to be Superman here. You've got, Nico Collins, and you've got Tank Dell, and you've got the other two. Not to mention a couple other guys in the depth chart, right? You've got significant depth at wide receiver, that he comes in and you'll take your shots downfield, and certainly we know what C.J. Stroud did as a rookie, but you need this guy also to accept the, sometimes we just need you to be the possession guy. And red zone guy, keep the sticks moving and such. And if they can build in enough, I don't know what his target count per game is that's going to make him happy. I don't know that he will be happy, but you only have to have him for 1 year. Like, there's no more guaranteed. This was the out year in the contract and everything else. So you decide, whether he's a guy you want to push through. But I like what they've done personnel wise. Defensively, you've added a lot of players and a lot of help. And for the offense, you're stacked in a division that you should be able to go run away and hide.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Now a guy who likes to run away and hide, but shows up here to do updates, whether we like it or not. It's Brian Fenley.
Hey!
What's trending in the wide world of sports?
I wasn't gone as long as Tyshirt, but I wasn't here last week. Guys, I missed you so much, and here we are, back at it again, and Tyshirt and I are back on the same day. Who would have thought? It's just unbelievable.
Wow.
He said, I'm not coming back until Fenley comes back, okay?
Yeah.
Smith was supposed to supply a cake.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he probably bought it and then ate it before he took it to the studio.
No, I called McDonald's. I said, hey, can I get that that cake that you guys have? They said, no, we need more notice. I said, okay.
They said, sure, you can wear the Ronald McDonald suit. On that note, let's get right into what's going on in baseball right now.
That's scary.
Yeah, yeah, that is a picture. That
too late.
Yeah, that's something else about that. All right, so the Dodgers are winners 5-4 against the Giants. As the guys were talking about, Shohei Ohtani hit the home run. It's his first home run in a Dodger uniform. The Dodgers' second favorite team, the Astros, 8-0 winners against the Blue Jays. Houston picks up their second win of the year. Cubs victorious, so are the Nationals. Padres win 3-2 against the Cardinals. Mariners got blanked by the Guardians, 8-0. Jose Ramirez driving in 3 runs there. Reds win a game, 4-1 against the Phillies. This one started late because of rain. Diamondbacks coming up short at home against the Yankees, 6-5. That one going in 11 innings. Aaron Judge had his first home run of the season, by the way, in that game. Red Sox improved to 5-1 after their 1-0 win against the Athletics. They had 10 hits but 2 errors, and yeah, they come up with the win regardless. Rangers, a 4-1 win, and that's win number 4 for them. This time it was over the Rays. As far as what else is going on, yeah, a busy night of the NBA. We'll get to some of the notable games. One being the Lakers as they shoo away the Wizards 125-120, excuse me. Anthony Davis, 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 3 blocks as they, the Lakers, improved to 44-33 on the year. The Celtics are winners 135-100 against the Thunder. No Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in that game for OKC. And Kristaps Porzingis got busy in the lane with 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 blocks. The Grizzlies with a token win over the Bucks, 111-101, as Doc Rivers fails to win another game. And it's the Bucks at home, by the way, losing by 10 points. The Timberwolves do win by 10 points. They win by nearly 50, and it was at home, 133-85 against the Raptors. Magic 117-108 victors against the Pelicans. And lastly, the Cavs can't get it done as the Suns reign supreme, 122-101. Suns over the Cavs. Devin Booker, 40 points and 8 assists. With that, let's get it back to a man who has said helmet nachos during a radio show more than anybody has ever said helmet nachos during one single radio show. It's Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Someone has to.
Hey, you know what? You forgot in your negotiations, you forgot to include Dodger dogs.
Ooh.
You just left those out.
Oh, wow. I love Dodger dogs. Oh, I would have had the Dodger dog. Who?
For your trade?
Dodger dog helmet nachos, Diet Cokes.
Churros. There's a lot of stuff out there, man.
Nah, I'm okay without the churro. But you're right. Dodger dogs are terrific.
And unlimited trips to the restroom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And I get to go right to whatever trough I want to go to.
Wow. Going to the trough. I love
it. Sure. Thank you very much, Brian Fenley. Appreciate it, my friend. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, yeah, final big thoughts on the Ohtani home run ball. And without a doubt, what was the best highlight of the night? You'll hear it now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios, where we saw a couple of unbelievable highlights tonight. The first one, because we are contractually obligated to play this for you every 3 minutes, Shohei Ohtani. His first home run as a Dodger in the Dodgers' 5-4 win over the Giants, 430 feet, and it sounded like this.
Then in Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator, you got a busted play here. And then, Sanchez gets hit. The ball is loose, and it's alive.
I have never seen this before in my life. Watch this. Vince Wilfork is going to throw Brandon Moore back into his quarterback. He's going to fumble the football. This is what Reggie White used to do to people. Forklift them.
Yeah. I said a few minutes ago I missed you, Alex Tyshirt. I'm going to take that back.
You don't miss me?
No, I did up until right then.
You miss having people just do everything you want?
25 seconds. No, I'm doing something that just makes my eye twitch.
Yeah.
And I'm not
in for
that.
Make you feel alive, Jason.
Great. You take me back to my living room on Thanksgiving night in 2012. Here you go. That's the worst highlight of it. They're going to play that back for 100 years.
You're welcome.
You take me back to that moment.
Yeah, but you know, then you realize every moment other than that are better moments.
Okay. Okay. So why take me back to that moment then?
So you can appreciate the next breath that you take.
I always appreciate the next breath that I don't need that. I don't need to have it read back to me like I'm some kind of kid. I know I can appreciate the next moment without that.
Know that he ran into his own guy, though?
I do. I know
you
he ran
aware
into
of that.
I know. I'm aware he ran
and then
into
he fumbled.
His own guy. Yes. Then he fumbled the football.
On
you know, we're running out of time to play the Ohtani home run, Frostburg.
Yeah, it's no fun when you want it, though.
Okay. We don't need to hear it then. It's okay. You want to hear the Ohtani? We'll skip right off the Ohtani home run. We'll skip right over it then. Ohtani's
you thought
run,
you were going to get sound when you wanted it.
Well, I thought Frostburg for a second was going to, I'm going to play the Ohtani.
3-1 to Ohtani. Rogers set the pitch. Swung on and drilled. Deep right field. There it is. The first home run is a Los Angeles Dodger for Shohei Ohtani. And it's 5-3.
There it is, Dodgers TV on the call. And the woman who caught the ball, like I talked about potentially, look, a ball is worth what you would pay for it. And I said, look, would someone pay $1 million for this ball? First home run as a Dodger, big deal to keep it? Yeah. Darren Revelle, noted business insider, been doing the business of sports for the last 20 years, quote tweeted me on Twitter and said, he's thinking about $100,000 is what the ball is worth. Okay. So I said $1 million, $100,000. I still think, and I agree with you, I think it's worth more than that. People are going to spend more than that for a ball like that.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem I had was just with this assessment that it didn't have, you know, great distinguishing characteristic or cultural, historical significance. First one in a Dodger uniform, kind of a big deal.
Well, it turns out maybe we were both wrong because the woman who caught the ball, right, with great moment, she catches it.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband or her boyfriend lifts her up. It's so exciting.
Oh, it's huge.
And security takes her off the field. It's so great.
Ohtani takes a face full of seeds as he gets to home plate.
Yeah.
Could have scratched a cornea. That could have been bad.
Ohtani is out. Scratch cornea. Sunflower seed. The woman got to meet Ohtani after, and Dodgers Nation has reported this, and so has Sam Blum from The Athletic, that Ohtani got the ball back in exchange for another ball, two hats, and a bat. And, of course, the woman got to meet Shohei Ohtani after the game. That's not $100,000, Mike Harmon.
No.
It's not $100,000.
No, and I mean, the Americanized version of his signature, you can get that authenticated from Fanatics for about $1,500.
It's not even my offer of, if I caught it, I would say, lifetime preferred parking, helmet nachos, and Diet Cokes for free every game I go to, and a free fitted hat at every game I go to.
Yeah, we estimated that value at about $200 per appearance.
Well,
and
no,
you didn't even ask
for
tickets.
Wait. We added the Diet Cokes. It's about $230 now.
Okay,
about three,
all right, we'll just round up to $250.
Fine.
So let's call it $250 again.
Yes.
Now, you also said you don't require tickets, so you'd pay for your own tickets.
Yeah, I would. Sure.
Which the Dodgers will say, sure, because the helmet nachos cost them about 18 cents. The Coke, man, that's nothing. That's a sponsorship. So, I mean, it's what's the cost of the cup and ice?
My goodness.
Nothing. And then the parking, opportunity cost. It's all good.
But what can you do? But what can you do? So, look, I turned out to be a pretty good negotiator. That's what I would have got.
On a relative basis, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would have got it all. Would have got it all. Mike Harmon would have been a legend. Helmet
nachos. Because you would have, I mean, because we thought the given was the meeting Ohtani.
I'd have been the free helmet nacho guy. Yeah. That's a free helmet nacho and the free hat guy. Oh, look at him. That's great.
Bodysuit man.
He's great. So with that going on, you wouldn't think there's also big breaking news going on here at this hour, but there is. According to college basketball insider Jeff Goodman, UConn just took off for Phoenix about 15 minutes ago.
That's good.
They will land most likely after 4 a.m. Pacific time, our time. They were supposed to take off 10 hours ago, but all kinds of problems with their plane. They're going to get in now after 4 in the morning. How does that happen?
Are you fading UConn now? Does the streak of double-digit victories wane here? Is it over?
Dude, their kids, they're going to be fine. But, I mean, really, this is the defending national champions, and here they are, and they couldn't get another. It took them 10 hours to get another plane. I get it takes you 2 or 3 hours. 10 hours to take UConn to the Final Four? Seriously, took you that long? Come on, man. That's embarrassing. I know it's Connecticut. Come on, get something done.
Terrible.
Boo.
Nobody had any political clout. Nobody could help out.
No. Terrible. Nobody had a plane. I mean, I watched Bosch. Mimi Rogers gave her private helicopter to Harry Bosch to fly to a place to save his daughter. Sorry, spoiler alert. I think the state of Connecticut has a plane to get UConn to the Final Four.
I like the fact that you got Mimi Rogers into the show.
I did. How about her starring in a show? Like, you know, she's 70 and was married to Tom Cruise like 30 years ago. For Mike, I'm Jason. My buddy Ben Maller coming up next. This is Fox Helmet Nacho.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.